Splotches of red surfaced on Jade's neck, the usual sign that her mother was trying to remain controlled on the outside, but was simmering hot underneath that thin layer of skin. Why are you freaking out? This time, Jade's emotions permeated her pores. With uncharacteristic volume, she blurted out, "What do you mean, why am I freaking out?" A woman at a nearby table shot them a glance, but the gentleman with her was more concerned with his empty glass and shook his ice annoyingly. Jillian was probably out of time since the waiter who'd agreed to cover for her was nowhere in sight. She got up, grabbed a pitcher of blackberry tea, poured the customer a refill, threw in some fresh mint, and picked up a credit card from a corner table. When she slid back into the chair opposite Jade, her mother said, "Jillian, I dropped by here today to surprise you. I wasn't looking for you to surprise me. You tell me you've heard from the Wicked Witch of the South and that Rafe is dead, and some stranger has your personal contact information, and you want to know why I'm unnerved? I know, I get it. Can't we just talk about it? I need to sort it out. Don't you?" "No, actually, I don't. You're not telling me you're upset over this, are you? Are you suddenly all grieved over him?" "Are you kidding? I have zero feelings for the man, but it's a little intriguing, don't you think? I mean, a few days in New Orleans. I haven't been since I was a little kid. I have a few vacation days. If you did too, maybe we could go together and you could show me where I..." "We..." Jade stood up from the table, grabbed her purse, and pulled the strap over her head to her left shoulder. "I am not going to New Orleans. And if you know what's good for you, neither..."